generally speaking, I don't want to cover things that I'm going, let me take that back. I will cover anything that is newsworthy, but I will spend less time on things that I feel like I'm going to have a rather negative opinion about, but we have to talk about this ever so briefly. Hello, Nerdy Legion. This is a big episode. We have things and stuff for days. Well, not days, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so yeah, we've got a lot of ground to cover. Thank you for joining me. This is Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk Today, which is a part of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. So thank you very much to the Nerdy Legion. Thank you very much, listeners. Let's get into housekeeping. Housekeeping and shout outs for the episode today are as follows. So we do have a couple of people to talk about in the shout outs. So let's just get those out of the way real quick. We have Brian, who is at Comics and Wine on Instagram. He is a new follower and actually has joined the conversation in the DMs. I appreciate you, Brian. Shout out to you, sir. Let's get a little bit more public with our conversations on the Twitter, if that's possible. I also appreciate the name Comics and Wine. I like your style. Not much of a wine drinker myself, but I'm a comics and beer kind of guy. So that is Brian. And we also have Scott, who is Comic Drawing Today. That is at comics, comic_drawing_today. Scott, just a new follower. Welcome, Scott. And then over on the Twitter, we have Silence. It's spelled a little goofy. I'm going to put the actual @ up on the screen if you're watching. If you're not watching and you're just listening, I will try and work out, because I didn't write down his @, and I apologize. But he is a new follower on the Twitter. And then big shout outs again to Mr. Ronnie the Baron over on the Twitters as well. RonBar316, he is one of my compatriots over at the Nerdy Legion. He is doing scores of good for the Generally Nerdy camp, so much appreciated. Welcome to the fold, you nerds. Things are moving forward with the mission, and once again, the mission is to try and expand the socials. You can find me at Twitter, on Twitter at @generally_nerdy, Instagram at @generallynerdy, Facebook at @generallynerdy, TikTok at @generallynerdy. And that is about to become a little bit more of an interesting situation too, the TikToks and the things. I have plans. Things, remember I said I'm going to be testing out ideas? Well, TikTok is going to be the focus for the next probably month. So if you're not already following me there and you want your daily dose quickly of nerd news, then definitely put that down on the things to do, is to follow Generally Nerdy on TikTok. Also, Twitch, I am trying to get a regular on the Wednesday streams on Twitch. So if you want to join the conversation there, that is a great way to do it. Wednesday, Generally Nerdy on Twitch is at @generally_nerdy with 2 N's, because I have reasons. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that is housekeeping. That is shout outs. Once again, welcome to the fold, nerds. Now let's get into the news. TV streaming is starting off on a weird note, because generally speaking, I don't want to cover things that I'm going, let me take that back. I will cover anything that is newsworthy, but I will spend less time on things that I feel like I'm going to have a rather negative opinion about, but we have to talk about this ever so briefly. Wednesday on Netflix is making some casting announcements, and we got 2 big ones since the last episode. The first being Catherine Zeta-Jones, well, the most recent being Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia, and then the big one being Gomez has been announced to be played by Luis Guzman. I really appreciate Luis Guzman. I think he's a very funny actor. I think he's actually a pretty good actor. If you saw him in Shameless, he can pull off a lot. Can he pull off the energy of a Gomez Adams? really don't think so. This does not bode well for the show. He could surprise me. I will leave that one open. But as it stands right now, this is definitely taking a bit of a turn for the worse in my mind. And so that's all we really have for follow-ups. Next, we're going to move into trailers. We have quite a few trailers. So first, we have that animated Witcher prequel, The Witcher Nightmare of the Wolf. Go check out this one. This has got me a little interested in checking this out. I wasn't originally planning on necessarily checking it out, but woohoo, buddy! The Witcher, the series premieres August 23rd on Netflix. Next, we're talking about Midnight Mass. Midnight Mass is the Flanagan, the new Flanagan series on Netflix, the new horror series. Super excited about this. The trailer so far also is doing a lot to hype me up for that, so go check that out. Season 4 for Stranger Things has released a little trailer thing, kind of a little bit. Actually, like 90% of the video that is linked down low is not really new. There is a couple of new shots, like one specifically dealing with Eleven, but it's still something to do with Stranger Things, and man, we just gotta eat that up a little bit. No release date for Stranger Things yet either, so yeah, moving right along. Next we have Lucifer Season 6. This one does have a release date, September 10th. If you're a Lucifer fan, it looks like you are going to be in for a treat. Not much of a Lucifer fan myself, so moving right along. Then we have Doom Patrol Season 3. September 23rd is the release date for this one. We were going to be getting the first three episodes of this season on the 23rd, and then they will release presumably weekly from there. This looks bonkers. This definitely looks like it's kind of a little bit of Legion. Getting in there with our Doom Patrol, so yeah, I'm intrigued for sure. That's definitely one of the better series from the DC Universe. And then The Boys Season 3 got another viral, not necessarily trailer, but a viral video from the VOT News Industries or News Network or whatever it is. Very interesting. I'm super excited. This is another one we don't really have a release date for, but they're giving us bits and pieces and just kind of slowly feeding us what's gonna happen. So yes, please and thank you. All right, so now let's get into news, and this is a big one. Crunchyroll has been bought out by Funimation. They are going to become one anime outlet. That is kind of big news, and the implications kind of ripple throughout the industry, because Crunchyroll was owned by AT&T, and now they're owned by Sony. So where is that content gonna go? Is it gonna stay on HBO Max? No announcement specifically has been made there, but we definitely know that VRV is not going to have that content anymore, so this is kind of massive. Next, we're moving into a couple of passings, and the first one kind of, actually, they both have me a little sad. So first up, we have Marky Post, who was on Night Court. She's done a number of things through the 80s and early 90s as far as series go. Kind of Night Court was the first like big show that I remember watching with my dad, that and Cheers, and then Johnny Carson. But so like the early days of nerddom, of following storylines in serialized television and stuff, had a lot to do with Marky Post. She was kind of peripheral when I was a kid, and even watching reruns as a teenager through my adulthood, like she was, I grew to appreciate that character a little bit more as I got older because of, I don't know, it's just written really well. Anyway, Marky Post, she passed from battles with cancer. She was 70 years old, so we're going to briefly take a moment for Marky Post. And then, again, two passings. Trevor Moore from The Whitest Kids You Know, comedy writer extraordinaire, and, I mean, honestly, who doesn't love Whitest Kids You Know? But he died. He was only 41, and the specifics of his passing have not been given out necessarily, aside to say that it was an accident. And yeah, he is no longer with us. So moment of silence also for Trevor Moore. And that's what we got for TV streaming. Jumping into the movie section, we're going to start things off in a weird place. There's a lot of weird in today's episode. Jackass 4 is in our follow-up section, and that's because Bam Margera is suing everybody involved. Basically, the big names are Paramount Pictures, MTV Networks, Jeff Tremaine, Johnny Knoxville, and Spike Jones are all the people that he's suing for kicking him out of the movie, effectively. There's a lot of back and forth as to whether or not he violated his wellness clause in his contract, saying that he would maintain good mental health throughout the filming of this, and that had to do with drugs and alcohol consumption and so on and so forth. So they're trying to say he violated. He's saying he didn't because he was prescribed drugs and so on and so forth. So that is kind of the ugly part of the legal battle. The part that makes a little bit of sense to me that I think Bam definitely has a leg to stand on is he's saying that he is owed at least some sort of credit for the creation of Jackass, as it wouldn't exist without his CKY videos back in the day. And I think there is a strong case to be made there. Yes, the Big Brother videos also factored into that heavily, but a lot of that CKY footage is what made up season one of Jackass, which then became these movies. So I think this is going to get really interesting. So let's shake that weird off real quick and let's jump into our next piece of follow-up news, and that is Sonic 2. So Sonic 2 has just made a casting announcement that Idris Elba is going to be joining the cast for this movie. How have they cast one of the greatest actors of our time as the voice of Knuckles? Yeah, that's a different kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. He's going to be great. He's always great. He's the best thing about the freaking Suicide Squad movie. It's going to be fun. It'll be a good three afternoons that he does his work in, and then he's going to make a giant paycheck for it. So congratulations, I guess, to Idris Elba and also to the Sonic franchise, because that's just a boon to everybody. So moving right along, we are now talking about Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So this is feeding into rumors that we're going to be talking about in the rumor section, and that is that the international release date for this movie has been pushed back by Sony. So in New Zealand, it was originally going to be released September 23rd. Now it is going to be released on October 14th. So they've pushed it back 3 weeks for undisclosed reasons. They've honestly haven't even made the proper announcement that it's going to get pushed back. What they've done is they've put it on all of the promotional material. They just changed it. So very strange. But this, again, is feeding into some other rumors that, honestly, this, I found the rumor before this was announced, or before this was made known anyway. So yeah, we're going to move right along. Our next piece of movie news is a bit more meta and is actual news. It's not follow-ups, it's not trailers, it's not nothing. It's just news. So we have movie theaters are back in the news, this time AMC specifically, and it's because that they have struck a deal with Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers and AMC, we knew that this was coming because we knew that AMC was super unhappy with the announcement from Warner Brothers that they're going to be releasing everything simultaneously over the next year, both on the streaming platform, HBO Max, as well as in theaters. So now they have come to an agreement with AMC that there will be a 45-day exclusivity contract with all Warner Brothers movies when they launch. So when The Batman finally launches, it will be in theaters only for the first 45 days, and then will be released onto HBO Max. So, I mean, potentially, as long as the movie theaters stay open, this is a good thing. But again, we're going to get into that in the rumors mail, in the rumor mail. So, that is all we have for the movie section. All right, now, rumor mill. This is, you know, what a lot of people come for, I'm sure. Anyway, so first thing, we're going to talk once again about that Commissioner Gordon rumor. This is kind of a follow-up rumor, but it's coming now from a much better place. We now have the Hollywood Reporter also reporting on this rumor, so kind of gives it a little bit more validity, but there is still nothing concrete here, which is why it's still technically a rumor. And even what THR is reporting on is that there is conversations with J.K. Simmons to come back as Commissioner Gordon, not that any sort of contracts have been signed or anything like that. So still, maybe yes, no, a little bit. I hope so, but I mean, we're going to keep this one right where we had it last time. We had it about 50%. Just because THR is reporting on it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any more valid, so we're going to keep it where it was. But let's get into some new rumors, shall we? MCU movie releases rumored to be getting pushed back. First, we have Spider-Man No Way Home, Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, as well as Venom Let There Be Carnage. All of these are being rumored to be pushed back. There's a lot of weird things going on behind the scenes. There is some of the promotional materials are taking out the vocabulary of in theaters only and are saying in theaters, and it's just kind of weird things are pointing in this direction. And then, again, we got the announcement of that international release issue where that got pushed back in New Zealand and so on and so on, and the ball just keeps rolling downhill. We're going to give this one a likelihood rating, and that likelihood that these are going to get pushed back seems pretty solid. I'm going to say probably 70% likelihood that these will at least get bumped a little bit. Not necessarily pushed back a whole year like we had to deal with a number of times last year, but I feel like 3 weeks to a month and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood for each of these movies, kind of makes sense. So our next rumor has to do with Harley Quinn. So this is kind of piggybacking on the news that Margot Robbie wanted to take a break from the character. Well, according to this rumor, Warner Brothers doesn't want the character to take a break. So this new rumor is saying that they are looking at Kaley Cuoco to play Harley Quinn in live action, as well as voice her in the animated series Harley Quinn. This one doesn't seem to hold a lot of water, because we did get an update to that Margot Robbie wanting to take a break thing, saying that she thinks she'll be ready to play the character again soon. We didn't cover it here. We talked about it on the social medias. You should be following me there. So yeah, not super likely. I'm going to put the likelihood of them recasting Harley Quinn at least in the next 2 to 3 years pretty slim. I think even once Margot Robbie is done playing the character, it's gonna take a minute for them to recast and want to reuse that character. So the likelihood that Kaley Cuoco, we'll do this in two likelihoods. The likelihood that Kaley Cuoco will play Harley Quinn in live action, I think that's almost non-existent. We're gonna put that about 10% likelihood. The likelihood that they will recast Harley Quinn at all in live action sometime in the next 3 years or so, that one, I'll put it about 30%, because, again, if she is legitimately done, if she comes to the end of this break and says, you know what, I'm just done with Harley, then that means that process is already in the middle of being in motion. I don't see that as likely, but it is a possibility. So, there you go. Moving right along, we're talking about Matt Reeves' The Batman, the prequel series to the Batman movie that Matt Reeves is working on now. He is also executive producing on HBO Max. It's coming out later. This is not rumor. This is actual news. We know this. So the rumor here is what the working title for this series is. We know that it's going to focus on the Gotham City Police Department. We also know it's going to be a prequel. It's going to take place, at least the first season, it's going to take place in that year before Batman becomes Batman. So there's a lot of rich ground there to mine. But now the rumor says that the working title is Arkham. That could be huge. Likelihood that this is the way they're going? Ooh, not a whole lot to go on here. So this is a fun thought experiment, but there's not really any corroborating evidence. Again, if it's focusing on the PD, that kind of goes against the idea that they're going to name this Arkham, unless it's the PD filling up Arkham. And that seems like a little bit of a stretch. I'm going to put this right about 50%. I don't feel like there's enough to go against this or enough to support this to say one way or the other. So 50%. Next on our rumor mill list is the Marvels movie over on Marvel. So MCU is, you know, we already know that we got Captain Marvel. We got Monica Rambeau as some sort of superhero. We don't know specifically which version of Monica Rambeau's superhero identity we will get, but we will be getting one of them. We also know that we're going to get Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. So these things are already known. This rumor says that, well, it's kind of two rumors. The first rumor says that Shamir Anderson has joined the cast of the movie. The second rumor piggybacks on that and says Anderson is going to be playing Adam Brashear, who is the Blue Marvel. That sounds awesome. I'm not gonna lie. Sounds great. Likelihood that this is a thing is not the best source, but there's a lot that goes, you know, the content of this makes a lot of sense. Because part of this is rumor based on rumor, we can only go so high, but we are going that high, and that is 50% probability that this will actually happen. But that is our rumor section, nerds. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Go check out Ronnie the Baron on his podcast. He does... Ronnie, you're going to have to remind me, bro, which one is yours? I am brain farting right now. I had it written down at one point, but not for today's episode, apparently. Anyway, check out all of the podcasts because all of those guys put in a lot of work into what they do, just like I do. And with that being said, don't forget to tune in next time, and we will see you then, nerds.